Nazir Perkei, Mishnah Vav 5-6. And really, this Mishnah is a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah, where you have those six guys betting on the identity of some person in the distance, and then the ramifications of the first two guys' bets, declaration of their becoming Nazirim. So our Mishnah says, what happens if, before the truth comes out, before the person in the distance comes close enough to be identified definitively, he suddenly turns around and runs in the other direction? And we never know. We just never know who was right. So what then? So the Mishnah says, Hisriya lachorav, if he suddenly turns back and runs away another direction. And therefore they never know, was it Reuven, in fact, or was it not Reuven? So then, Einu Nazir. Tanakama holds, then nobody's a Nazir. Now, this Tanakama Shita, well, basically consistent with Beis Hillel in the previous, is a different point, a different conceptual point. His conceptual point here, and this will also be the halacha, is that when a person takes on a commitment to be a Nazir, he always has this unspoken stipulation that he doesn't want to become a Suffolk Nazir. That just, he never would do that. He either is or he isn't. And if it can't be determined whether or not he is, then he didn't want to accept in the first place. And that makes a lot of sense, because to become a Suffolk Nazir is a big halachic mess. We learned that earlier on in the Masechta. The reason why it's a big halachic mess, and that will come out in the next lines of the Mishnah here, is that the Nazir has to bring certain karbonos, as we discussed already before, including a chatas, and you cannot bring these karbanos, certainly not the chatas, on a voluntary basis. So that means, unless you're certainly a Nazir, you can't bring your Nazir's chatas. If you can't bring your karbanos, the Nazir's chatas, to resolve your Nazirus, then you're sort of stuck being a Nazir and can't go back to normal life. So someone who's in a state of Suffolk Nazirus, dubious Nazir state, is in like the worst of all worlds. He has to refrain from drinking wine and cutting his hair and exposure to Tumas Mace, but he can never end it, because he can never, even though his committed time period is over, one can't return to normal life until he brings the Karbonos. So that's a bad situation, and therefore Tanakama holds no one would ever bring himself into a situation of suffering like that. This is really in the Dharma in general. It's further reaching than simply Nazirim, but Lomachas inish nafshlas fake, a person doesn't bring himself into a situation of uncertainty, and therefore, if it can't be resolved, says the Tanakama, he just isn't a Nazir, and therefore none of them are Nazir. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, people do all sorts of silly things, including putting themselves in a sort of insoluble state of uncertainty, and people didn't necessarily think to exclude it, and therefore Rabbi Shimon holds, listen, if they don't know, well, then they're all dubious, Suffolk Nazir. And that's what, and that being the case, so what are they supposed to do now? They're trapped, like I described before. So Rabbi Shimon already doesn't even speak out the consequence. Rabbi Shimon, unspoken in Rabbi Shimon Shita, is yes, they all are now questionable Nazirim, and therefore what should they do? So Rabbi Shimon says, what should they do? Omer, the guy should say, Yomer im haya kedvarav, he should say, listen, if I was right, meaning I said it was Reuven, and if it indeed was Reuven, and therefore I'm a Nazir, as far as Hashem knows, I was a Nazir already. So therefore, Hareini Nazir Chova. So fine, I'm a Nazir, an obligatory Nazir, and I accept upon it, and I'll do what I got to do. V'im lav, but the guy should continue to say, and if not, meaning if I was actually wrong, and it wasn't Reuven, and therefore Hashem knows I'm actually not a Nazir, well, you know what? Hareini Nazir Nadava. I anyways accept upon myself to be a voluntary Nazir, notwithstanding the fact that my original commitment wasn't binding, but I'm now binding myself definitively. And that being the case, whether or not he was right regarding the identity of the original person, he now for sure is a Nazir, maybe a Nazir Chova, maybe a Nazir, meaning he from his previous commitment, or now another Nadava, just a voluntary Nazir from what he just said right now. Whatever the case is, now he's certainly a Nazir, and therefore 30 days from now he can wrap things up and do his Korbanos and come to the end of his Naziros. The Lacha is like the Tanakama here, meaning we say a person doesn't put himself in a situation of insoluble suffix, and therefore, an unspoken stipulation always is, I'm not expecting to be a Nazir if I'm going to end up being a suffix Nazir with something unresolved, and therefore, the halacha would be, like Tanakama, that in a scenario where we don't know to identify the person, his identity, then no one will become a Nazir.